Now let's talk a little bit about hormone therapy. And I have to say this result bothered me a little bit. The question is, how long is a patient ER-positive, HER2-negative tumor at substantial risk for cancer recurrence? And Peter, what bothered me here is I think the answer is 10 to 15 years at least. And 41% of the surgeons say only 5 years or less. Actually, you know, a couple even say 3 years. What have we learned about the time course of recurrence with ER-positive disease? And what would you say to a patient who says, how long am I at risk for recurrence?
For years, the American Cancer Society had an advertisement with people celebrating victory over cancer because they'd live 5 years. And sadly, in the situation with ER-positive breast cancer, the celebration is always nice to have a celebration, but actually, the recurrence rate really doesn't drop until after 10 years. And there's substantial risk after 5 years. The other thing is that adjuvant chemotherapy has its big impact on early events, but it does not affect the late events. And the late events are probably slower, more slowly proliferating tumors, and they just fly under the radar of the adjuvant chemotherapy. So there are substantial risks of recurrence afterwards. And then there are trials. Actually, NSABP 33 was a trial randomizing patients after 5 years of tamoxifen to exemestane versus nothing. It was, of course, stopped, but was a positive trial because of the JMA 17 trial, which is letrozole after tamoxifen versus nothing after tamoxifen. And that trial actually showed substantial benefits because there was still substantial risk of recurrence in those patients after 5 years of tamoxifen. So one of the major questions today is how to optimize therapy for late recurrence, because there's substantial late recurrence in these patients.
And we're going to talk for a few minutes about that as well as initial therapy, but agree or disagree, Peter. You're talking to a woman who's just finished 5 years of tamoxifen, and she says, what's the chance that I'm going to have a recurrence over the next 5 years, years 5 to 10?
Yeah.
And the patient's node positive, agree or disagree? I would say your risk of recurrence is about 4% a year or 20% over the next 5 years. Agree or disagree, Peter?
I would agree with that, that's on the whole for node positive patients between years 5 and 10. They have about a 20% chance of recurrence.
And same node negative, would you say 2% a year for 5 years or 10%?
That's approximately right, yes.
Pat, how do those numbers strike you?
Well, I think we all know now that those patients benefit, especially at that substantial risk, from at least 2 years and probably 5 of some aromatase inhibitor.